بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم وفق علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. شيخ عبد العزيز read something about the story of أصحاب السبت, if you noticed. وإذ قالت أمة منهم لما تعظون قوما لله مهلكهم أو معذبهم عذابا شديدة, قالوا معذرة إلى ربكم ولعلهم يتقون. So the small khatira regarding this ayah is the following. Maybe you know, but in case some of you they don't know, let me just give brief. This story is about a group of the followers of Musa alayhi salam. This story has happened something around plus or minus 3,000 years from now. This group of supposed believers, they were asked to do some certain things, which is this group of people, they were living next to the sea and they were fishermen. So their test through the prophets, or the prophet who was in their time, that don't do fishing on Saturday. In a very simple language. So regarding this divine commandment, the people, they were divided into three groups. This is my language now, okay? Group A, they decided to break the law, but in a very wicked way, as if they were trying to play games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they started putting their nets at the end of the Friday night, and they keep them all the time in their places through Saturday. Then they pull them from the sea Sunday morning. So they were full of fish. Okay, we are not doing fishing on Saturday, but actually the nets all the time, you know, they are capturing fishes through Saturday. Anyway, now my point. So a divine commandment regarding something very clear. People, they were divided to, we said how many groups? Three groups. Group A, we call them Group A, they were intentionally, with all kind of wickedness and rudeness, they were breaking the law in a very wicked way. Now, we are concerned with Group B and C. Group B and C, they were the true believers who decided not to participate in that evil act. B and C, both of them, they share common ground. They were not doing the bad, evil thing. But nevertheless, they were divided into two groups. Group B, they were insisting to keep reminding those who are doing the evil thing. Kept, you know, reminder. Ya jama'a, ittaqullah, fear Allah. This is wrong. This is evil. This is unacceptable, illegal. This is haram. This is. Group C, from the believers who were not doing the bad, they gave up completely. They decided to do simply nothing. And they were blaming Group B, why you are wasting your time. Those will be punished. It's a matter of time. Don't waste time with them. Here comes my citation point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fixed in the Quran part of the reply of a Group B, and it's a law for us. وَإِذْ قَالَتْ أُمَّةٌ مِّنْهُمْ Group C لِمَ تَعِيذُونَ They are directed to Group B. قَوْمًا إِلَّهُ مُهْلِكُهُمْ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا Group A. The reply, افتح قوس الآن, quote unquote, قَالُوا مَعْذِرَةً إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ This is the law. The reply was, from B, after they received from C, you are wasting your time, simply just give up and forget them. It's a matter of time and they will be vanished, they will be deleted, they will be punished. They say, first of all, the law, they said, ma'adiratan ila rabbikum. We want to excuse ourselves when we sit before our Lord in the day of judgment that we have done our job. Number, this is first part of the answer. Second part, wala'allahum yattaqun. So that some of them, or even one of them, might fear Allah because of our reminder, and this is the law. Now, what is the moral behind this story, at least in my understanding? No matter how is the percentage, or what's the percentage of the people who are doing evil acts around you? Your job, continuously, you have to keep reminding, telling, saying. But they are not replying, this is not your job, not your business. Your business, to excuse yourself when you meet your Lord in the day of judgment, that, Ya Allah, wallah, I've done my best. I kept reminding. But none has replied, no problem. One of them, alhamdulillah. Half of them, alhamdulillah. All of them, you will be next to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But none of them, it's not my business. My business is to excuse myself that I've done my job. And this is, by the way, a very simple, direct law. So when we hear again, وَإِذْ قَالَتْ أُمَّةٌ مِّنْهُمْ لِمَ تَعِرُونَ قَوْمًا إِلَّهُ مُهْلِكُهُمْ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا قَالُوا This is making like a slogan in our life. مَعْذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ جزاكم الله خير. السلام عليكم.